the music director here. And you know that he is the chief spiritual person here and on his way to becoming an ordained Unity minister. He's a licensed Unity minister right now. But he's my minister. And he ministered to me. And so would you welcome with me to the stage, Reverend Britt Hall.
Thank you, John. Right before I'm coming out here to say something. Lord have mercy. That was a tough thing. That was a tough thing that John experienced, a tough thing in life. And you know what? I'm still kind of on God is working even now, right? God is working even now. Raise your hand if you're in choir. Okay, surprise. We're going to sing for a minute. Play that again. Play what you just played. Because God is working even now. You don't need to go anywhere, okay? Hit it! Say those words, but he certainly spoke that truth. And thank you, John, for clarifying that. Britt is not a made-up name. It's not like my Negro name, though a lot of people thought it was. It's a Southern thing. My mom just went by my middle name, and so I've been rebellious most of my life. When like in school, when it's John Hall, I'm like, I don't know who that is. I don't answer to that. But speaking of names, Mark Kettles. Mark Kettles is in town. You know, I gotta say, I'm gonna share a little Carlos text with you all, if that's okay. Because he was texting me this morning. He's feeling much better and still healing. And today, let me see, he said, I borrow this from Jesus. This is this morning. Know that I am with you all, always. And this I also borrow from Jesus. If you love me, love one another. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Have fun churching today. Happy Sunday to one and all of my loves at Unity of New York. Reverend Carlos Wayne Anderson. And Carlos has often shared that around the middle of the week, we need to give Zoe a talk title in the office so she can make these beautiful bulletins. And a lot of times it's like, well, okay, this is what's coming to me. I have no idea what it's about yet, haven't gotten the download. But this week, what kept coming to me was full circle. Circle of life, circle, full circle. What is this about? And then I thought, well, it's probably because Mark Edels is in town. Now, a lot of you have never had the sheer pleasure of meeting Mark Edels. Some of you know him as Marcus. I know him as Mark Edels is one word. Mark Edels, his last name is Kettles, but Mark Edels. And I was thinking about this yesterday, because we chatted for a quick minute yesterday, and I was thinking how special it was and how surprising it was the way we met. Now, this is going to be my version of this story, and I hope you don't mind me telling it. It doesn't matter if you mind, because I'm going to tell it. So it was mid-90s. I was working at the Paris Health Club. Were you working there too, or? No. You were a member. Oh, okay, so we met at the Paris Health Club and just became friendly. And then I found out he's an actor. What are the odds? I'm an actor. And then I found out he loves college football. He is a diehard USC Southern Cal Trojan. Okay, almost as much as I'm an obsessive Florida Gator. So we just had this bond, you know, that just lifted us up. And I said, hey, I'm having a party. You just seem to be a lot of fun. Come to my party. And he came to my party. And people fell in love with Mark at the party, and they're going, who is Patrick Swayze? I love this guy. Like, that's Mark Kettles. And he needed to make a phone call. And this was mid-90s. We did not have cell phones. So I said, go in my room, use where it's quiet, go in my bedroom, and use my phone. And he came out with this kind of puzzled, incredulous look on his face, going, you know about Daily Word? Because I had one by my phone in my bedroom. And I said back to him, you know about Daily Word? And then he said, I'm a god. I've read this my whole life. He's such a California guy, and your grandmother and your mother. And he said, have you ever been to the Unity here? I'm like, you know about the Unity here? Total judgment thing. And I said, oh my gosh, how have I never seen you before? I've only seen you at the gym. And right at this time was when Spiritus was starting. Paul Tenaglia had just moved to New York as Eric Butterworth's associate minister. And he was starting this vocal ensemble. Most of you have heard that story before. Well, Mark hadn't heard it. He didn't know anything about it. And I told him, and he said, is it too late to audition? I said, well, from my perspective, absolutely not. So I said, you need to get your picture and resume to him right away. So the short version of this story is Mark Kettles and I are the only two original members of Spiritus. So Sarah Daisy Charles was close behind. She was working a little later. She joined shortly. There you are. You joined about a year into Spiritus. So that was, and the first time we ever sang was for Eric Butterworth at Lincoln Center for his birthday, September 8th, 1996. How's that for a Rain Man moment? Yeah. So fast forward, and Unity of New York is born. And Mark came along. Spiritus had already had several morphings at that point. And before I knew it, Mark Kettles was on the board. You were on the board. And he was treasurer. And the first time I saw him do a treasurer's report with graphs and numbers and things, I'm like, who are you and what have you done with Mark Kettles? I thought the daily word thing was a surprise. And he was so good at that, he had such a background in numbers and in finance, that he became the finance director. So he's been heavily involved in this ministry from the very beginning. So a few years into the ministry, 2004 or 5, somewhere, he goes off. Now, I hope you don't mind me telling this, but I have to tell it. So his ex-boyfriend was going to go with him on this trip, on this retreat to Costa Rica. And he said, it's probably a good idea if I go alone. So what he did was he came back with his new girlfriend from Costa Rica, who was from Germany. And before we knew it, they were married, moving back to California. And along